Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. In addition, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The website there is easy to remember on campus or anywhere, weather.utexas.edu. It is Monday, the 27th day of March, 2023. These are my audio weather thoughts over the next 7 days for the University of Texas campus, for Metro Austin, and for South Central Texas. Folks, not necessarily a real high confidence forecast over the next couple of days. As we make our way through the week, we've got a couple of frontal systems we need to watch. Now, today, we are seeing really kind of a northeast wind. It's quite pleasant out there this morning with a partly cloudy sky. But there is a front to the south, that cold front that passed over the weekend. And with that front now returning north as a warm front, we are waiting for some higher dew points and that sort of thing to make their way northward. But at the same time, folks, there's still an upper-level low-pressure storm system and an associated surface cold front out west, which will approach Texas by later this afternoon into tonight and then move on through the state, probably through the Austin area, about midnight to 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. Folks, as that occurs, keep in mind we're waiting to see how far north the warm front comes. If we can get some of that surface moisture back, and as the front comes in, well, frankly, it just creates lift in the atmosphere. So with what moisture we have in the atmosphere, I think we'll generate some light sprinkles by evening and then maybe a shower or thunderstorm later tonight into tomorrow, even though the rainfall probability at any given location very, very slim. And at the same time, rainfall amounts forecast to be minimal, if anything. A lot of us will receive no rainfall from this system. Once that cold front goes through, I think after midnight tonight, we'll be a little cooler, lingering cloud cover, I think, tomorrow night into Wednesday. Some of the models are suggesting some rain in that time period. I'm keeping it dry right now, but I just want to bring it up with you so you know that. We may ultimately have to go for some rain back on those slightly cooler temperatures over the coming days. There's another upper-level low-pressure storm system and cold front for late week. I think late Thursday into Friday. The front is, based on what I'm seeing now, will pass the Austin area sometime late Friday afternoon into Friday night. Folks, we could see some showers and thunderstorms with it as well, but I think the best chance of showers and thunderstorms there will be off to our northeast. That's where the best dynamics will be. That's where the best lift in the atmosphere will be, and frankly, that's where I expect most of the weather to be. So again, rain chances not as high as they could be late week into the weekend. I think once we get to Saturday, things stabilize just a bit following that weak cold front, even though that front comes back as a warm front again by Sunday and Monday, and we'll pick up moisture and low clouds once again, and temperatures will begin to recover, even though they don't fall that much as that front moves through the Austin area. So not a real high confidence forecast this week. We got to watch all the parts come into play and see how it all works out. I think over the next 7 days for Austin and for South Central Texas, based on National Weather Service guidance, that we're probably looking at probably a half, maybe as low as a quarter inch of rainfall in some areas. But there'll be some of us that receive very little in the way of rainfall. So that's what we're looking at over the next 7 days for Austin and for South Central Texas. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 27th day of March, 2023. I'll update my Tech 7-day forecast for the University of Texas campus and the Austin area on the website again tomorrow morning, on Tuesday morning. I'll update my audio weather thoughts as well. Hope you have a real good Monday.